Though waiting is sometimes hard, Jesus is worth waiting for. Our hoping and waiting through Advent have been worthwhile. Today we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus' birth is a time of joyous celebration. As angels and shepherds rejoiced, so do we. God shows love for us in a surprising way, sending Jesus as a vulnerable, dependent baby. During Advent, we have lit candles calling us to hope, peace, joy, and love. Today, we light the Christ candle as we sing Away in a Manger.
Just a note, it is very tricky lighting that because if you're like me, in this little spot, look what happens. It's a bit wobbly, so I'll just walk away very carefully. Let's see. Stay seated and we'll sing. You guys and the girls. Let's sing O Come We Ye Faithful. Sorry, you'll have to stand for this one. It's a rule. It's an unwritten rule. I can see it written in invisible ink just up here. Get everybody to stand up. Ready? Here we go.
Oh,
Go, you choirs, sing
choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be glory give.
Beautiful. Once I have sung that song on Christmas Day with my ladies, I'm a happy bloke. I would like to teach you a newish song. Oh, everybody says. It's an Australian Christmas song. It's not Orana, Orana, Orana to Christmas Day. This is a special South Australian born song. A guy called Lee Newton wrote it quite a while back now, and it's called Christmas in the Scrub. And it goes.
Are we doing angels first?
Pardon?
Are we doing angels from the realms first?
No, we just do State at Christmas.
Okay.
I haven't given you the right order, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I changed my mind after practice. My apologies.
You've got to operate from the right page.
So I'll chat a while David gets himself sorted. Sorry. So the song is called Christmas in the Scrub, as if what would happen in the scrub at the birth of God. Now, could we just flick to the next slide, Ken? See how in that one it goes, at the birth of God, the wallabies hop, for the birth of God, the cockatoos squawk, for the birth of God, the platypus swim, for the birth of God, the kookaburra laughs. Now, if you are having troubles learning this song, stick with me at that point, and all you sing is, at the birth of God,
the wallabies hop,
at the birth of God,
the cockatoo squawk,
at the birth of God,
the platypus swims,
at the birth of God,
and the kookaburra laughs,
for the birth of God. Was I in pitch?
You were. Miracles do happen.
That's incredible.
Don't you
again.
Give you presents or anything.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do that again. At the birth of God,
the wallabies hop.
At the birth of God,
the cockatoo squawk.
For the birth of God,
the platypus swims.
At the birth of God,
and the kookaburra's out.
For the birth of God, with such exciting news they never heard before. They came from all the lands to see this baby in the straw. Already you're singing it. Not because it's a brilliantly written song, because
it's a brilliantly written song.
Well, not only because it's a brilliantly written song, but because you've got a brilliant teacher. That's right. Christy and Sal I'm talking about. Right. Let's sing the whole song. You can sit down, and then by the time we get to the end, you'll think, let's add up and sing. Ready? One. Not too fast. One, two, three, four.
At Christmas time, the birds all sing, the rabbits jump, the lizards crawl. At Christmas time, the outback rings, oh, for the birth of God, at the birth of God.
The wallabies hop,
for the birth of God.
The cockatoos squawk,
at the birth of God.
The platypus swings,
at the birth of God.
And the kookaburra laughs,
for the birth of God, with such exciting news they never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have seen the wise old kangaroo. Oh, I've starved
in droughts and swum the floods. I've hopped around both up and down through hills and plains. I've never seen such a baby in the straw at the birth of God. For the birth of God. At the birth of God. For the birth of God. For the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have seen the wise little bandicoot. Oh, I've snuffled and fossicked the midnight scrub. I've been in logs and fogs and bogs. Well, bless my days, I've never heard of a baby in the straw at the birth of God. At the birth of God. At the birth of God. The birth of God, the kookaburra loves, and the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw. And if you were there, you would have heard the wise old noisy crow. Flown this land, seen many a baby born in burrows, trees and furrows. Let this one outshine them all, this baby
standing up.
For the birth of God, the wallabies hop. At the birth of God,
the cockatoo squawk.
At the birth of God,
the platypus swims.
At the birth of God, and the kookaburra laugh. For the birth of God was such exciting news they'd never heard before. They came from all the land to see this baby in the straw.
You are an amazing bunch of people. Thank you very much. That is our present to you, and then you singing back to us and singing along is your gift to us. Well done. Thank you. You may sit down. Thank you. That is amazing. Very nice. So, let's have a few notices. Now, you realise in the greater scheme of things, you're at church on a Thursday. You know that, don't you? So, church still happens on Sunday, and that's only 3 days away. Friday, that's tomorrow, and then Saturday, that's the weekend that won't feel like the weekend because who knows, and then it's Sunday and church still happens on this Sunday. So I'm just pointing out to you, I'm just Rob's helpful tips for the getting through this week, because nobody knows which day it is. There is no newsletter, and we have got no grapevine for January, and no online services after today. Pantry still keeps going. It does, doesn't it, this week?
It starts again on this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, that's right. That keeps on going. And David wants to say more than, rah, rah, when he was the crow.
So I practiced that line for ages. I just wanted to say thank you to our worship team. Led over Christmas and Advent by Rob and Adrian and Bill and all the support people, the singers, the guys up at the back on the sound desk who go an extra mile at Christmas time because there's lots of extra stuff to be done. So on behalf of the congregation and the worship team, thank you to all of you guys that have participated. Thank you.
You realise if you didn't turn up, we wouldn't do it. So it's sort of your fault that we're still here, if you know what I mean. Sal, could you read us something special?
And did it happen that in a stable long ago, a weary couple, who no one wanted to know, should choose a manger in spite of the danger to hold and hallow the Lord below? And did it happen that in the stillness of the night, the woman laboured to let God see the light, and bathed and dressed him, breastfed and blessed him, the Word incarnate whose time was right? And did it happen that news of this first reached the poor, compelled by angels to tiptoe to the door, and see no trappings, just linen wrappings? A baby for certain, and God for sure. And did it happen that all of this was meant to be? That God from distance should choose to be set free and show uniqueness transformed in weakness, that I might touch him and he touch me?
Thank you, Sal. That's actually your lyrics for a song. We haven't actually been able to find where the song is or what it sounds like, but that was set up as a reading, so that was a special one for us today. Could we have the Bible readings now? Some more readings, some more things for us to listen to. Thank you, David.
Our first reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7, and I personally find it one of the extraordinary writings in Scripture because it was written some 600 to 700 years before Jesus turned up. Here's what Isaiah wrote. "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." And 600 or 700 years later, what Isaiah wrote became a reality, recorded by Luke in chapter 2. "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to pray with me now. Gracious and loving God, as we celebrate the birthday of Jesus, let us not fall into the trap of complacency. Yes, it is Christmas again. Gifts under the tree, special food already prepared, expectations, a time to enjoy family and friends. Help us not to fail to fully enter into this most wonderful of days. How great you are, God. How wonderful the things you do. A baby born to be king. Your actions are so unexpected, and yet when we eventually see them, we discover how close they are to our world, how suited to our situations, how compassionate to our needs. You never leave us to face life alone. Lord, we are very mindful of the pain and anguish of so many in our world. Hate has risen its cruel head and brought a whole community to its knees. Grief and pain and fear fill so many hearts after the atrocities in Sydney, and the whole country mourns with those so affected. As we celebrate this day, may we also spare a thought for those for whom Christmas will bring no joy this year for various reasons. And as we ponder the story of Christmas, which we know so well, forgive us, Lord, and remind us of the difference between knowing about it, knowing it, and letting it speak to us again. Help us to see ourselves and our own attitudes reflected by people in the Christmas story. The innkeeper, who couldn't find room for you in his inn. Please help us to stop cluttering our lives with countless things, things that don't really matter, things that crowd you and others out. Herod, hostile, jealous and hating because he was afraid of who he was and what the coming of Jesus might do to him. Lord, help us to see the destructiveness of our jealousies and help us replace our fears with hope and our hearts with forgiveness. And the shepherds, who were scorned by others, but who heard the music of your coming even while they worked. Lord, deliver us from the pride that thinks some tasks too menial and from prejudice that blind us to your glory. But then the wise men from the east who journeyed so far and so long to find you. Teach us again, eternal God, that those who really seek will find, and never let us rest content until we have been found by you. For love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angel gave the sign. What our world needs now is love, lots of it. Help us, O Lord, this day and always to live in that love and to be reflections of that love, that others might be drawn to you and in doing so find peace, joy, hope and love. Amen.
Thank you, Marge. Now we're going to sing Angels from the Realms of Glory that we were that we thought we might sing earlier.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
In the chorus of Angels from the Realms of Glory, there is this very long introduction that goes to the word, sorry, the very long note, series of notes, shall I say, to the word come. I have been watching lots of people sing this song for a long time, and I'm just saying, I don't think you can sing Come and Worship with small mouth. Like this. Come. I think you're going to have to open your mouth up, okay? It has to come out. You have to share it and open your mouth. So that's good. Yeah, that's it. Not quite like the clowns at the Royal Show, that you pop a little ball into and the ball comes out like that. But let us sing this song. Let us really get up and sing this song. Let's go. Ready? Well, you can stand if you want to. And
angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. He who sang
the newborn King. Come.
saints before the altar bending, watching long in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending in his temple shall appear. Come and worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. All creation join in praising God the Father, Spirit, Son. Evermore your voices raising to the eternal Three in One. Come and worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Remain standing while we dedicate this offering. Father, we thank you for all you've done for us. We praise you for your many blessings, and we ask that you would continue to pour out your love on us. We give our gifts as an act of worship and thanks. Included are those given online, those given for our pantry 152, and today especially it's the Christmas bowl that is the focus. Bless the work of the church and those who will receive our offerings. We also lift up the needs of others, knowing that you are a caring, considerate God who hears our prayers. Meet the needs of those around us in your special way. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Now, one of the things about the Advent time, and especially Christmas Day, is that there is a certain... Don't go too long on the Christmas Day service, Rob, because I've got to get home and put the spuds on. So I won't be talking for long. If Malcolm was here, he'd be chuckling. He will be laughing and saying, Rob, he's not going to talk for long. That'll be the day. But it's not going to talk for long. We're here. We know why we're here. We've sung about it. We've listened to Bible readings. We've listened to other readings. These are my short thoughts. So what is it about Christmas that's special? It's a public holiday. We give gifts. We sometimes have special meals. We catch up with friends, either face-to-face or through Christmas cards. There are special events that feature singing and performing. In Australia, these are sometimes outside due to the season. How many people have you seen standing up and singing the Alleluia chorus? I wonder if they really know what it is, but the bottom line is they're singing about it, they're doing it. In Australia, it's the end of the school year, which gives it even more specialness. There are services, special church services, where we sing songs that are sometimes not sung for the other 11 months of the year. Well, we know what makes it special. We know it's a celebration of that special event in a stable so many years ago. Us give that event more specialness. Specialness is a word, by the way. Maybe it's up to us to extend the specialness. Maybe we should go out of our way to celebrate differently, to make lives more special more often. Isn't that what being part of a community is? To do stuff for others and also to enjoy doing things with others? To celebrate their successes and to share their disappointments. There's a song, I wish it could be Christmas every day, something like that. I don't think we could do that. I don't think we could cope with Christmas every day. But we do need to consider those sentiments. We do need to think about those things. We need to do things. Not a party every day. No way. But how about we try a little harder to smile, to ask, to care, to help, to share, to love? How about we give it a go? I've finished, Malcolm. Ha ha.
Good, I can go home and put the spuds on now.
Yeah, that's right. You've got it, boy. If you're lucky, you could pop past the chicken shop and get some there.
No, I am doing the spuds
today. Oh, well done. Well done. Very good. Doing spuds is very appealing. You got that? You got that? Oh, dear. Let's sing Joy to the World. Another one of the songs I love singing with my lady.
Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Go.
Joy to the world, the Saviour reigns. Let us our songs employ.
Sounding joy,
repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love.
Verse 1 again.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Every heart prepare him room.
As heaven and nature sing.
As heaven and nature sing. Heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Thank you. Don't sit down. Let's sing the special Christmas blessing to each other, to everybody who is part of our community, even though they might not be here right now. We are singing this Christmas blessing as a Christmas blessing to our congregation, to our church. You may turn to somebody, you can hold hands with somebody, not somebody you don't know, or you can just sing it out because it's an amazing song. May the feet of God walk with you and his hand hold you tight. Let's go. Not too fast. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just once more, once more.
May the feet of God walk
child of God, grow in you. And his love bring you home.
Thank you. Thank you to the team. Thank you. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely Christmas. Have a lovely rest of the year. And we'll see you next year or on Sunday.